Hey, it's Leah, and welcome to the Homeschooling for the Rest of Us podcast. Today, I really want to dive in and talk about how to take experiences that your family has, whether they're the everyday mundane things that happen, or maybe a trip that you have planned or something like that, and how can we take our homeschool and expand upon that and make it into something really cool. So let me share a couple of examples of what I mean by that. So this last week was the eclipse. Hopefully y'all were able to see that. I saw a lot of photos online of people making like the home eclipse viewers. It's so fun. So we almost did not do the eclipse. I was just like, there's going to be traffic. And then you're hearing like, you know, don't be in crowds right now. So I was just not sure. And so I messaged my friend who had done totality in 2017, because we were only 35 minutes from totality. So I was like, is this worth it? I mean, it's going to be 99% here. And she's like, Leah, 99% is 0%. It's not the same thing. You have to go. And so we decided to just go. And so I just told Cody, I'm like, you know what, we're going to just do this. Like she said that her kids still talk about it. It was in her life's top experiences. So I was like, okay. So I went on Teachers Pay Teachers. I got a unit study that we did for the week so that we could learn what was happening. We made a little model so the kids could understand, you know, what was happening. And I'm really glad that we did that, because I feel like when they were watching it, they knew what to expect. They knew 5 minutes before, as it was getting kind of dark, they could hear crickets start to chirp and lights start to turn on. And so they knew what was going on, which was really cool. And so it ended up being a fantastic experience. There was zero traffic, which shocked me. And we made a day of it. Like we went to Costco, got some snacks, and then we sat in this abandoned parking lot where this building was, and some of our friends joined us once I was like, there's no traffic, come on down. And we ended up having a really great day. We had a playlist, like all the things. And so I really want to encourage you, when you have things happen in life, whether it's an event, you know, if you live near the beach and they have a festival every year, like just look at the things that are around you that are available to you and ask yourself, how can we turn this into a deeper educational experience than just showing up? You know, like I think about, we live near Fort Worth. There's so much I could do with Fort Worth. Like why did they have, you know, how did cattle drive start? And why were they an important part of Texas? You know, the rodeo, why is the rodeo such a big thing? Like we live in Texas, but we're not huge rodeo people. I've actually never been to a rodeo. So like, there's just things that you could take that are around you, many of these resources for free, and you can dive in and ask questions. And so I think this is where, you know, a lot of us might use a box curriculum or maybe use an online program. And this is where I really want to encourage you to expand your mind and remember that homeschool is so much more than just a box. And listen, like I'm not knocking box curriculum. There's the time where I used a box curriculum and we still use workbooks and textbooks because that's what works for our family. But I also have the mindset that learning is everywhere. And how can we dissect things and really understand, you know, how we can make school out of this? So the example that I wanted to talk to you today was about our upcoming trip to Costa Rica. We are so blessed. Like I know not everyone is in this situation. I'm so thankful, so blessed. My work normally sends us on a trip, Cody and I on a trip in May, and they had to book it during COVID. And this particular time, they could not book it because of COVID restrictions. And so they gave us all cash. And so we sat down, the kids, and said, okay, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go? And it was such like, it was such a cool thing to be able to do. I'm so grateful. And they chose, first it was going to be Iceland, but there's some volcanic activity there. So Cody was like, let's hold off on that for right now. And so we started looking into Costa Rica. I had gone to Costa Rica as a child with my grandparents and still have incredible memories. Reagan, our daughter, is on this huge parrot kick. Our middle daughter loves the rainforest. And our son is kind of just here for whatever. And so we decided on Costa Rica. It's very family friendly. I also was really surprised, like to get from Dallas to Costa Rica, it's a 4-hour flight. And we were able to get tickets for $330 each. So it ended up being very affordable. Like I was surprised. Some of the Airbnbs that we picked, like we're at this really nice beachfront Airbnb. It was $110 a night. So If you're looking for a budget-friendly vacation, I would encourage y'all to consider Costa Rica. I would have never thought that it was as inexpensive as it has been. I guess the cost of food down there is very expensive, so we're going to probably spend most of our budget on food. But we, needless to say, I was very surprised at the flights and all the things. So anyway, so now that we know that we're going, this is where, as a homeschool parent, I'm like, okay, what are the opportunities here? And so I want to use this situation as a real life example of how I dissect it. And I also want you to know that, you know, for us, this is a big trip. Like, we haven't ever taken our kids internationally, so it's not like we're doing this, you know, every month. But there's other things that we have done, like when we've, traveled to Galveston, we did like a beach study before. So you can just think about, like, what are places that we're going to? What are places locally that are available to us that we can capitalize on, like we did on the eclipse last week? What are events coming up? What are holidays coming up? Even with summer coming up, like, you could do a whole study on pH levels in your pool. Like, there's just so many different things. And I really try to lead with, like, what is interesting? What are skills that my kids need to know as adults that I want them to have from this experience? So no, I'm not sitting down and doing like this major rainforest study. I'm going beyond that. So let me break it down with you. I'm going to kind of walk you through my thought process. And I just want to encourage you that as you have either vacations coming up this summer or experiences or field trips with your co-op, like, think about, how can I dissect this even more for my kids? Okay, so the first thing that I look at is, from this experience, what life skills can my children learn? Oh my gosh, there are so many. The number one has been the budget. We have been very open with our kids. We're not open with our finances with our kids, but we've been open with our kids on the budget for this trip. It was actually really cool. Like, this morning, Cody and I had went and gotten everyone hiking shoes. We've been training. I'll get to that in a minute. But we got hiking shoes for everybody. And we had bought Lincoln a pair that was $80 yesterday. And this morning, I found a similar pair, better brand. His size happened to be on sale for $30. And so they saw us conversing, and I brought Lincoln over and I was like, hey, bud, if we return these $80 shoes and buy these $30, then we're going to save money and we can use that money for something else. And so in our budget, and that will give us more room in the budget. Like, maybe we can add on another, you know, whatever. We were just kind of talking and throwing out different numbers, not really sure, but he was like understanding, okay, yeah, this is good. This is good. It's good to go that extra step to return this, to save that money. That makes sense. You know, the girls, like, I was able to find a really good clearance price on some great hiking boots that normally are $120, and they were on sale for $25. But they had to have the same color. And so I was like, girls, if we get these shoes, it will give us more room in the budget. Are you guys okay with having matching pairs? And usually they don't like to match, but they were like, yeah, that makes sense, mom. So again, I can make these decisions on my own, but to involve them in the discussion, it's teaching them a skill in life. It's teaching them, okay, you know, this is how I can budget better. This is how I could be responsible with my money. Okay, other life skills. So we've done budgeting. Packing, we're going to pack together. So normally I would totally take on the packing myself. We're going to have to be really creative with how we do this, because we have a very busy week before we go. They have a theater performance and then we literally leave the next day. And so packing will have to be done like a week in advance. So I'm going to spend individual time with each of them packing. I'm going to teach them how to roll their clothes to create more space. I'm going to teach them how to double up on outfits. You know, could you wear this pair of shorts twice to save us room? At what point on our trip will we have access to do laundry? And so that way we can pack less. Just different things like that. We're going to pack a suitcase full of snacks, because I have heard that snacks are really expensive in Costa Rica. So I'm like, let's just go to Costco and haul on some, you know, beef sticks and whatever protein stuff, and just put that in our carry-on. So we'll do that. And just, again, communicating with them some of those skills. Another thing that we're going to do, and I will probably use the shoes as an example, is I'm going to get the girls just a cheap digital camera off of Amazon, like a $30 camera. And I probably will say to them, hey, since we saved money in our budget on the shoes, Dad and I were able to get you a camera for the trip. Isn't that great? Because we chose these shoes. This is, you know, I want them to start equating that in their mind. Like, you don't always have to have new. And I'll get to that in a second too. But you don't always have to have like the brand new latest thing. And so we'll give them a camera, and I'm going to have them actually watch like YouTube tutorials on how to take photos and how to use their cameras. You know, there's a YouTube for everything, because I don't want them to just like point and take random pictures of their shoes. Like, I really want them to understand how to use their camera and just those basic skills. So with that being said, with Lincoln, he's been really interested in videography, and, you know, he'll use like, you know, our iPad. That's about as extensive as we've gotten. But this year he's really taken an interest into computer coding and being on the computer more. So, I was able to find a guy in town for $50. He is selling his GoPro that's almost brand new. So we're going to go ahead and get that for him. And again, I'm going to use the shoes like, hey bud, since we saved money on the shoes, we're going to get this. And also I want to show him like, hey, look at like a brand new GoPro is, I don't know, $400. We were able to get this one for 50. It's almost new. And look at how much money we're saving. And it's just as good. And you're getting, you know, you're going to get great shots with this. So I'm going to have him really take a deep dive into how to use the GoPro. I'm going to have him, do some YouTube videos on how to take great action shots, because we're going to be doing things like surf lessons and zip lining and, you know, hiking and all the things. So I really want him to have his creativity going. I'm going to get him a little notebook on like ideas to brainstorm for his videos. And he's going to be in charge of making our family like vlog with his GoPro. So when we get home, he will learn how to use iMovie. And so I'm just kind of looking at, you know, down the road, this is really going to give him some computer skills that I really think are going to benefit him. You know, he's right at that age where they're starting to get into more of the tech stuff and things like that. So, but I'm going to go ahead and start now. Like, we are about a month and a half out from our trip. I'm going to have him start now just so that he's getting familiar with those things. Okay. So those are kind of the like life skills. So then we move into, okay, what do we have now? So we are doing a unit study on Costa Rica. I took all the locations that we're going to. We've done map skills. I printed out like a blank map of Costa Rica, and I had them map our trip. In that also, we're going to figure out how much it's going to cost in gas for us to get around, how long it's going to take us, what would be the best time to leave. So again, life skills here. Like, Cody and I could easily punch it into GPS, but I want them to start being able to understand how that works. So with something like Costa Rica, there's so much you can do. So I've talked about this in past episodes, but what I will do is I will take a piece of paper. I'm going to do it live with you guys right now. Okay. So just like you're hearing the brainstorming off my head, that makes it more authentic. So I have a piece of paper. I'm writing Costa Rica in the middle. And then what I'm doing, and again, you can do this with anything. Like, if you have a camping trip coming up, you can write camping. And then I just, if you imagine a little sun, I'm giving it legs. So I'm thinking from Costa Rica, how can I dissect this? I'm writing down volcanoes, and then I'm giving it like sub legs, like thermal pools, because that's the thing. Like, how does that happen? Arenal, which I'm probably saying it wrong. That's the volcano. When I was a kid, it was active there. So my coolest memories are watching that volcano with the lava sliding down. It's not anymore. So the history of Arenal volcano. Okay, another leg, I'm thinking food. You know, what is the food that they eat there? Can we cook some recipes ahead of time? Could we have like a little Costa Rica party celebration and make decorations that kind of match with that? And then along the food, I'm also thinking it's a blue zone. If you're not familiar with blue zones, I think there's what, 7 in the world, and that's where people live on average to the age of 100. So scientists study them to figure out what is different about their lifestyles. There's a blue zone in Costa Rica. What can we learn from that? And so again, that is just food. Okay, so then I might give another leg to rainforest. And then of course there's animals. The biodiversity of a rainforest. Just writing all these down. Biodiversity, there's layers of a rainforest. And I'm thinking my kids love crafts. What if we made a rainforest diorama? I feel like at some point in school, you have to make a diorama. I think the last one they did was for dinosaurs or something. So rainforest diorama, art. I'm thinking like we could do like rainforest leaf art would be kind of cool. Figure out that. Okay. All right. Then I'm going to write down photography because that's one we talked about. Okay, I'm going to write down photography, videography, because we talked about that. Okay, and then I'm thinking the culture. Ooh, Spanish. Let's learn a language. Spanish phrases. Okay, so Spanish phrases, the economy, what currency they use. It's a thunderstorm here, so let's write down weather. You hear the thunder in the background. So what I'm looking at essentially is this huge circle with a bunch of octopus legs of all the different things that we could learn. And I think that's what really makes it cool and unique to you. Like, you don't need to get a set curriculum, or you can if you like, you know, I've done that with several things. And then I'll go to like, you know, books. What would be good read aloud? So we found a bunch of rainforest chapter books that Kennedy is devouring. I don't know if any of you remember the Trailblazer missionary series from when you were a kid, but I love those. And so having Lincoln read those, they have several that take place in the rainforest, not Costa Rica, but the rainforest, close enough for me. And again, there's so much that we won't even get to all of it. I mean, there's the history of how Costa Rica was found. There's, you know, the how do kids live in Costa Rica compared to the United States? Why is it a slower pace of life? Pura Vida is like their slogan, so it's enjoy life. How is that different than the hustle and bustle of the United States, right? Like, there's just so much there. So we will be cooking, we will be doing currency conversion, like all the different things. I'm so grateful to live in this time because the resources are at our fingertips so quick. I mean, you can go on to YouTube. My family loves the Bucket List family, so they've been watching all their Costa Rica episodes. You can go on Pinterest. Like, if you're going to take a little trip down to the pond, you can find little pond projects that they can do to learn the ecosystem of a pond. Like, there's so many different things that you can do with no matter the topic. So once we get Costa Rica behind us, oh, I forgot to mention this too, physical activity is a whole other thing. So we sat our kids down and we were very serious and we were like, you guys, we have to train because we're not just going to go and do like a little nature path. Like, we are going to be doing some like strenuous hikes. Like, we have a 10-mile hike up to a zip line place that goes on top of the rainforest, into the rainforest. Like, it looks so stinking cool. And there's just no way, like, right now they could not make that. So they have been training. Like, we have a training program where they have been training for this. And I'm super excited. My husband is not excited for it, but I'm like, no, this is going to create, you know, endurance and perseverance. And this is going to be so good for them. I have very fond memories with my grandparents in California. We would go to a place called Point Reyes, which would be like to hike to it was this cool looking lighthouse. And we'd have our lunch on the cliff overlooking the ocean. And it was an 8-mile hike. And they would take me when I was 6, 7 years old. And some of my fondest memories, I can remember crying going up the hill. But I really feel like that was part of my development. So I'm fully embracing this. I might check in afterwards and let you guys know that it was a horrible mistake. I will keep you posted, but I think it's going to be really good for them. So, but I'm not just going to throw them out there. Like, they're going to train for this. So they have been physically training, as have Cody and I. And it's been great. I've lost 25 pounds. I don't know if Cody's lost weight, but he eats a lot of bread. So I don't know. But what I do know is that we're getting stronger and it's really good for our family. And so just kind of taking that route. So there'll be physical activity, which is another bonus. So what I was going to say is that this year we also have a great opportunity. Now, I know some of you are going to be like, oh, yeah, once I say this, but it is an election year. It's an election year. And I do think that that is a good time to learn about our government, about how voting works. Sitting down with your kids and explaining to them, this is why Dad and I vote this way. This is how this aligns with our values and why it's important to us. Like, I think that's really, really critical. I don't want my kids to just grow up and vote because a celebrity tells them to vote a certain way, or because, you know, I want them to understand, we believe that this politician aligns with these values that our family has. And so this is why we're voting for that person. And my kids have seen me get politically involved, and that's important also, because I'm such a big believer that we can't just go around life complaining about our situation. And so I've always said, like, never complain about something unless you're willing to come to the table with solutions. And so that solution might be volunteering on a campaign or running for something yourself or something. And I'm very fortunate that I am around a lot of like-minded people in the sense that I have a lot of friends that run for office. And so I can volunteer on their campaigns and my kids see that. I think that's really, really important for them to understand that. So again, we'll be capitalizing on that. I mean, I'm probably going to have like an election night watch party with them and we'll have America themed snacks or something. But this year I'm really going to dive in and focus on, you know, what is happening? Why is this important? Why are people feeling certain ways that they're feeling? And I also want to, this might be personal, but I also want them to focus on it is okay to still love someone, even if they don't vote the same as you. That is an important character thing that I want them to understand, because this last election, y'all, I don't know if you guys lost friends. I lost friends. Like, people were just like, you're voting this way, so I can't be your friend. And that was really sad. And so I really want to make it clear to my kids that, like, even if someone doesn't have the same political opinion as you, you can still love them. They can still be part of your family. It's totally fine. So that's kind of what's in the cards for our family over the next several weeks. We'll still continue to do math, language arts, history, like all the things. When we're actually in Costa Rica, we're not going to be doing any day-to-day school because we will be in school. School will be in session. Like, we have so many different opportunities. We're going to go to a banana plantation, a coffee farm, a chocolate farm. So I really feel confident that they're going to learn plenty. And we're not bringing any devices for them, so they'll be reading books. I should say we're bringing a Kindles. So that way we're not bringing stacks of books. So they will be reading on those, but otherwise, and we might do like a movie at a hotel or something, but we're not going to be, this is going to be a digital free trip. And Cody and I are going to try to do the same as much as possible. Obviously, we'll need our phones for navigation and things like that, but we're going to try to really be off of our phones and be present and just taking in the awe and wonder of God's creation and all the things around us. So I would love to know if you have something fun planned or if you are on the same page and you've got school in the works with something that your family is a part of or you're doing. Again, I realize like Costa Rica is such a huge deal and it doesn't happen all the time for us, but I wanted to capitalize on it. And so also know that the everyday, like if your family's getting a shipment of chickens in, I know a lot of you farm and or micro farm, you know, if you're getting a shipment of chickens in, turn it into this whole learning experience, you know, the life cycle of a chicken, how to care for them, why we give them certain foods or, you know, just whatever. Like, you can take anything and you can expand upon it and create some really awesome learning opportunities. So I guess my summary from this message today is to not miss out on those teachable moments and really, you know, take my paper exercise where you write the topic in the middle and give it little legs. Like, what can we learn from this? What are different areas that involve self-growth or history or art? How can we art this? How can we cook with this topic? You'd be so surprised at the resources that are available for free. And then also your creativity and what you can do. And if you're not a creative person, find a friend who is. Like, I've helped friends brainstorm things like this before. There's someone that God's put in your life that's creative that can help you. Or sit down with your kids and say, hey, you guys, Dad and I are interested in, you know, X, Y, and Z. What kind of art could we do that would have to do with this? And let your kids come up with it. You know, I'm a huge believer that which we create, we will support. So in other words, whoever's involved with the creation of something, which is why we've really tried to be hands-on with our kids for this trip. We let them each pick an excursion. So like Kennedy picked surfing, Lincoln's wanting to do the zip lining. Reagan really wants to hold a sloth, but I think that's actually illegal in Costa Rica. So we're gonna have to figure that out. But we'll figure out something. We found like a nighttime sloth walk. So we might go do that. Anyway, I hope that y'all have a great week. I'll be back soon. I don't know when the next episode's going to drop, but I'm trying my darnest to get them to be more consistent. Just bear with me as life has been a little crazy. I didn't mention in the follow-up episode too that we've got the book bus is still, it's still going. It's way past the time I thought it would, but God's timing is perfect. We're taking it day by day, and hopefully that will be up and running very shortly.